The next patient is Bruce Faber. The last name is F A B, like in boy, E R. First name is Bruce, B R U C E. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white male that is following this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Period. 6 years ago, the patient had a nephrotic syndrome that was studied at the VA in St. Petersburg, Florida. Unfortunately, and despite the fact that we signed the release for the records, we couldn't obtain the result of the biopsy. He doesn't recall any specific treatment for this, and the patient is here for a follow-up of the condition, period. And a comprehensive evaluation for nephritis was ordered. The patient has a serum creatinine of 1.8, a BUN of 67, and estimated GFR of 38, which is similar to what he has maintained in the past. The cholesterol is 207, triglycerides 293, LDL is 118, and the HDL is 59. Serum protein electrophoresis and immunofixation is negative. The patient has a hemoglobin of 12.4, hematocrit of 39. The sedimentation rate is 51. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.5. The ANA is positive with a speckle titer of 101 to 320. Myeloperoxidase, protease are negative. Rheumatoid factor is equal or less than 10,000, which is elevated. The C-reactive protein is with a normal range. Complement as are with normal limits. Cryoglobulin are with normal limits. Hepatitis serology is negative. The urinalysis just a trace of protein, and the protein creatinine ratio is consistent with a proteinuria of 600 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Anti-GBM is a screening for Sjogren's is pending. The antibody Smith is normal. Anti-DNA is pending. In summary, we have a patient that, according to the ultrasound, has hypercholinergicity, smaller than expected kidneys, consistent with chronic disease that is probably associated to the history that he gave of nephrotic syndrome 6 years ago. The proteinuria is 600 milligrams, and he might be a candidate for the administration of Kerendia or SGLT2 inhibitors. We are going to wait for the evaluation from the cardiovascular point of view that is going to be tomorrow. Number two, the patient has a questionable right renal artery stenosis. The Doppler ultrasound that was recently done is suggestive of this renal artery stenosis. The patient doesn't have any hypertension. We are going to observe. Following number, type 2 diabetes that is under fair control with the hemoglobin A1c 7.5, followed by arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient has a history of anemia that has corrected with the treatment given at the cancer center, iron infusions, and the patient has been responded to the administration of Procrit, period. Following number has a history of gout and hyperuricemia that is managed with allopurinol, the patient has a history of colitis that is followed by the gastroenterologist, Dr. Ferretti, F-E-R-R-E-T-T-I. From the nephrology point of view, the patient remains stable. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 4 months with laboratory workup. I understand that the cancer center is recommending a rheumatology evaluation. Period paragraph, I invested 25 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 8 minutes.